Well, we're in the right in the middle of the, you know, really breaking down the Colts, going through the game plan, getting the game plan ready and stuff like that. But, you know, as usual, they look real good. Real good at a lot of things. You know, good on offense, good on defense. You know, don't beat themselves. Really force you to play a good football game against them to be competitive. And they got a lot of good players. They're well coached. They're sound. They're tough. They do a lot of things well. So, be a big challenge for us this week. You know, they have their own style of play, and it's very effective. And we'll have to make adjustments to, you know, get in the mode to be able to handle that.
So, when you talk about the Colts having their own style of play, how would you describe that style?
No huddle on offense, and obviously they do a good job of checking and making changes if the defense gives them a bad look or good look, however you want to call it. You know, defensively, they're as fast as any team in the league, faster than most. So they have a good mix of, you know, man and zone coverage with a real good pass rush, and they're a fast team. You know, in the running game, you just got to block speed and quickness compared to, you know, what you have to do a lot of other weeks. So,
can you talk about when Jarvis Green-Ellis and what you've seen out of him progress in terms of his carries and what he's been able to accomplish for you lately? Do you feel like he's doing anything differently or anything that's helping him be a little bit more effective?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, Benny's had a 3 years. He's been real consistent for us. He's gotten better at a lot of things, you know, working the passing game and special teams and, you know, better understanding of some of our blocking schemes in the running game, more patience. But, I mean, that's kind of a normal progression for any player, any running back. And, you know, he's tough. He makes positive yards, has good body lean, and he's been a real dependable player for us. So hasn't been any one big thing or any one day where the light came on. He's just been a real consistent player that's improved on a daily basis, really works hard to try to understand what he needs to do, what we're trying to do, and then does it. And I got to give him a lot of credit for that. He's got a great attitude and a great work ethic. He's tough and very dependable player.
I know last year you mentioned watching film with Lawrence Maroney here and there. Have you done that with Ben Jarvis at all or had any time to work with him individually?
Well, you know, I try to spend time with all the players at one time or another. So, you know, it's hard to sit down with every single guy all the time. You know, I do it from time to time with different people. But, you know, like everybody, we look at film, we work on some things, talk about some things.
Bill, I'm getting on here late, so I apologize. This has already been asked. Have you seen how the Colts have been able to make up for the loss of Dallas Clark, or what have they done in the passing game to kind of to handle that?
They're still real good in the passing game. You know, they've used a variety of different things. Formation with some differences in their formationing. You know, Tammy's done a good job for him there. I mean, they really have played four different tight ends, but, you know, primarily three after Clark. So they've utilized different people, different combinations, and, you know, again, it comes down to team offense. They're effective moving the ball regardless of who the tight end is or, you know, who anybody is. You take something away from them, they find somewhere else to go.
So how much more are you seeing bunch formations from them, and has that been effective for them? I mean, that's one of the changes they've adopted lately.
They do some of that. I mean, I'd say pretty much everything they do is effective. I wouldn't say there's hardly anything that I wouldn't put in that category. They have different looks for different games. Sometimes they mix them up. Sometimes they feature more of one than another. A lot of times the receivers are spread out most of the time, but they definitely bring them in tight out of their different personnel groups and have different combinations with them and different ways to use them in the running game to block the force and crack on safeties and things like that. So they give you a lot of different looks. They're a hard team to prepare for. They use their personnel and put them in positions that they think are advantageous or that make the defense make difficult adjustments to it, and then they go to work, and I said, they're pretty effective at everything.
Mathis and Freeney, Bill, as disruptive as ever, in your opinion, from what you've seen this year?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And then you can, you know, you can put Jerry Hughes in there, too. You know, he's had a good amount of playing time. But, you know, all their defensive linemen are pretty disruptive. I mean, Foster's done a good job for him. Moala, so, but, you know, Hughes rotates in there quite a bit. He's fast off the edge, kind of like Freeney and Mathis. And it's kind of scary when you're watching film and, you know, they're all 90s. They're 90, whatever it is, 93, 98, 92. Their jerseys are on real tight. Sometimes you can't really get a clean look at the numbers, but, and when you're my age, your eyesight isn't all that great anyway. And you kind of got to run the film back to say, like, what, you know, which guy is that? Is that Hughes? Is that Mathis? Is that Hughes? Is it Freeney? And it's kind of scary when they all are that good and they all look the same, or at times they look the same, you know, coming off the edge and running around the corner and all that. So, yeah, it's a very fast, athletic group, and you certainly have to, you know, be aware of those guys. They can strip sack you and ruin the game on one play if you're not careful.
Are they different, or do they gain an advantage from being at home, where I would think the crowd noise would maybe slow up an offensive line, or do you see the same production from them home or away?
Well, they're pretty good everywhere. But, I mean, in the end, people have tried to draw them off sides, and, you know, they deal with that all the time, try to slow them down. But, you know, they're very disciplined. They go on the ball when the ball moves. They're, you know, they're gaining ground on the line of scrimmage, like any good pass rusher. So I think they have plenty of production at home, plenty of production on the road. They're pretty good wherever they play.
Bill, on that eyesight that you were talking about, offensively, are you having some of the same things when you look at the way Tammy is filled in for Clark? Is there any what do you see from the production of Tammy, I guess?
Yeah, you know, Tammy's done a good job for him. I don't think I'd put him in a class with Dallas Clark, but he's done a good job.
Are they running pretty much the same stuff there, or is it different than what you'd see Clark run with?
No. I'd say they run their offense. I mean, you know, certainly a big emphasis on Reggie Wayne. There should be. I mean, he's, you know, one of the best receivers in football. You know, Clark did a great job for him, but you know, Tammy stepped in and done a good job, and they've gotten production from their other receivers. You know, from Colleen Garcon and, you know, other guys they've used in there as well. Blair White's done a good job for them, and so you know, they're definitely able to and use their other tight ends, you know, Eldridge and Robinson. So, you know, they're able to keep, you know, still continue to make the defense defend everything, take the plays, go to the weak spots that the defense gives them, and the guys that are there have been productive and made plays. Of course, it all starts with a great quarterback, and, you know, Manny does an excellent job of, you know, getting them into good plays or keeping them out of bad plays. He makes great decisions in the pocket. You know, he knows when he's under pressure, he gets it out quick, and knows when he has a little bit more time and can scan the field. You know, doesn't turn the ball over. They make you beat them. They don't make very many mistakes. So you really have to play a good, disciplined, consistent game against them. Doesn't take much of a slip up before they'll make you pay for it. They're one of the best offensive teams they have been in football, and they continue to be.
Peyton has been obviously great over the years about not being sacked, but he's actually been sacked this year more than even last year. Been sacked more this year by this point than he did all of last year. Is the coverage better with maybe the lack of Dallas Clark, or have you been able to learn a little bit in how teams have gotten to him?
They don't get to him very often. There's, you know, sometimes plays happen where somebody comes free, or, I mean, for the most part, when he has a chance, he doesn't take many bad plays. You know, I don't know about all those numbers, but he's got to be one of the hardest quarterbacks to sack in football. And I think statistically that would be borne out. He's, you know, he does a good job. Free rushers, he gets rid of the ball. I mean, every once in a while, he might not see a guy coming, or somebody might miss an assignment, or something happens. But I'm telling you, not very often.
another statistical question, since I know you enjoy stats so much. Did you know you guys are 19th in total offense, but then first or second in scoring? Does that sort of speak to your point that you made last year about sort of why it's difficult to look at some of the numbers and maybe whether they have meaning or not?
Well, I think they all have meaning. It's just the priorities of the stats. You know, wins is number one, points is number two, because that correlates to winning. You know, and then you get to the things that correlate to scoring, which are red area, you know, big plays. Ultimately, third down becomes a part of that because of being able to sustain drives and that type of thing. But, you know, if you make big plays, then third down becomes less important. So, you know, you can offset any good numbers with bad numbers, and you can offset bad numbers with good numbers. But, you know, in the end, it's about getting points on the board and keeping them off. So, you know, you always want to improve on the things that you're doing in all areas of the game. You want to run for more yardage, run for more consistent yardage, pass for more consistent yardage, defend it, you know, all those things. Get more negative plays, turnovers, you know, on and on. You're always striving to improve in every one of those areas. So I'm not saying they're not significant. I mean, they are, but, you know, the ones that correlate the highest to winning, and they still have to, you still have to consider them as the most important.
Bill, is the strategy similar when dealing with Manning? You just came off Roethlisberger, and you were very effective early in the game in blitzing him and getting to him. Is it similar with Manning, or do you deal with him completely differently?
Well, I think there are some, you know, some similarities. I mean, they're both great quarterbacks. They both have a lot of offensive production. They both have won a lot of games with their teams, and they're a primary reason why. I think their styles are different. I think their passing game and just the overall offensive systems are a lot different. So, you know, to try to compare two guys who are in systems that are, I would say, don't have a lot of similarities, you know, then that's a hard comparison to make.